Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Final here at Texas U Arena. The Barracuda fall by a score of 3-2 in a shootout, but what a hockey game. Just two minor penalties called in the game, and Barracuda had a 1-0 lead through a period of play. Coachella Valley found its game in the second. They scored, tied it. They took a lead in the third, but the Barracuda showed off the resilience that they had all night long. They brought it throughout the 65-minute hockey game. The physicality, the energy, and they just barely fall here tonight by a final score of 3-2. They do earn a point as they get the game to overtime, but they are now 1-2 in shootouts this season as they fall to the Coachella Valley Firebirds by a final score of 3-2. Let's recap this game. It took just 4:31 for the Cuda to break the ice. Scott Sabourin would receive a pass from Nathan Todd on the back post, and Sabourin would direct it home for his 15th of the year and his fifth over his last six games to get things started. Again, the time of the goal for Sabourin at 4:31 of period number one. McDonald returned to Todd as a trailing forward. Slug on net. They score! Scott Sabourin parked on the back post. Able to guide it home. And the Barracuda take a 1-0 lead. Time of the goal at 4:31. Scott Sabourin continues to stay hot for Nathan Todd. It's now points in seven straight. Jacob McDonald picked up the secondary assist. And the Barracuda with a 1-0 lead. In the first, they'd get outshot 16-15. Each team would take one minor penalty. It turned out to be the only minors called in the entire game. There was a delayed penalty that Coachella Valley would actually score on in the third to take a 2-1 lead. But no more power plays in the game. And the Cuda really played a good physical, high-energy brand of hockey in the first period, would take their lead into the intermission. In the second, Coachella Valley, as you expected, found their game a little bit. They outshot the Barracuda 19-9, and Jimmy Schultz at 14:35 would rip one in from the point, his fourth of the year, from Cole Lynn to tie the score up. So we go to the third, tied at 1-1. And in the third, during a delayed penalty, Cole Lynn drew the penalty. Andrew Podorowski would rip one under the right arm of Georgi Romanov for his 12th of the year. Kale Fleury would pick up the primary assist. Olofsson would pick up the secondary assist, and the Firebirds would have a 2-1 lead in the third at 12:50. With time winding down, under four to go in the hockey game, Jordan Bellerive with a brilliant outlet feed to the tape of Brandon Coe. Coe would turn on the Jets. He'd bust in on net. He'd go forehand, backhand, off the post and in. His first goal in 20 games, and it would tie the score up in the third period at 2-2 for Coe, his eighth of the year. Lindblom lifted in deep. Sepala. And now Shane Wright for Winterton. Frisch can't get it up the boards as he took a swipe at it. Barracuda have it. Now it's outlet. Here comes Coe. Busting it on that. Coe to the backhand. He scores! Shot out of a cannon. He turns on the afterburners. And Brandon Coe sneaks it off the post and in. A forehand backhand finish. And we're tied at 2-2 with 3:15 remaining here in the third. Oh, what a brilliant goal. What a brilliant way to tie the score up. And for the Barracuda, they get just what the doctor ordered. That was the equalizer to level the score at 2-2, we would go to overtime. In the extra session, each team had a couple of chances. Ultimately, Coachella Valley would outshoot the Cuda in overtime 3-2. So we go to a shootout, and in the shootout, the Barracuda, they'd go with Daniil Gushchin in the top of round one. He'd be turned aside, then Devin Shore, the veteran, would go, and he would score in the bottom of round one. Ozzie Weisblatt would then go for the Barracuda. He was unable to score. Shane Wright would have an opportunity to win it in the bottom of the second round. He was turned aside by Romanov, so the Barracuda needed a goal in the top of the third round to extend the game. Brandon Coe, the choice by John McCarthy, and why not reward him for that goal late? He rewarded him with a lot of ice time in overtime. Unfortunately, Coe could not score, and the Firebirds pick up the win. With the loss, the Cougars are now 1-2 in shootouts this season. The record falls to 17-27, 8-2. They're up to 44 points. The Firebirds up to 73 points. They are 33-13, 5-2. Cougars have now dropped six in a row. Coachella Valley has won now three in a row, and they have points in 16 of their last 17 games. They continue to sit atop the Pacific Division despite the red-hot Colorado Eagles nipping at their heels, and they're able to do that because they continue to win and pick up points. Barracuda have dropped four in a row now against Coachella Valley. The record stands on the season at 1-4, 1-1 on the year against the Firebirds. They have earned points, earned points in two of the four games on home ice, but still yet to beat the Firebirds here at home. They are now 0-8 lifetime here inside of their own building, 0-6. 1-1 all-time against Coachella Valley on home ice. These teams will close out their eight-game season series on April 4th. That's at Acrisure Arena. For the Cougars, they hit the road now for four straight, beginning in Texas on Friday. Coachella Valley begins a back-to-back with San Diego on Wednesday down at the Pajanga Arena. Final shots tonight, 50-32. What a night for Georgi Romanov, a career-high 47 stops. He faced 49 shots in total, but he suffers the hard luck loss. The winning goaltender is Alex Stezka. Stezka did just enough tonight. He was pretty sharp as well, but certainly Romanov was the storyline in terms of the goaltending position in this game. Stezka makes it now victories in five straight. His record improves on the year to 13-5-1. And again, the losing goaltender, Georgi Romanov, no fault of his own. He was absolutely brilliant tonight. He finishes the game, does Romanov with 47 stops and 49 shots. His record now stands at 6-8-6 on the year. He's 0-2 in shootouts this season. Game length, 2 hours, 37 minutes, 2,815 sod here at TechCU Arena. Let's quickly go over our three stars. The number three star is the veteran, Devin Shore. Had no points, two shots on net, but did have the game winner in the shootout. The number two star is Georgi Romanov, made 47 stops in the loss. And the number one star is Alex Stezka. We mentioned of the two goalies, Romanov more busy, but Stezka pretty sharp in his own right. He picks up the win. He is the number one star. One more game on the eight-game set between these two clubs. It'll come early next month on April 4th at Acrisure Arena. Barracuda back on the ice. Coming up next Friday as they hit the road for a four-game road trip starting in Texas. And we'll have pregame coverage starting at 4:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network, and you can watch on AHLTV.com. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight, whether you watched or listened. Barracuda fall in a shootout. They do earn a point, and currently the Silver Knights are down by two goals, so the Barracuda could get back within 8 points of that final playoff spot in the division. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage for the entire Barracuda organization. I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Turn my heart around.